USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could another ISIS leader be dead? President Trump is claiming another big hit against the Islamic State, tweeting this morning that the most likely candidate to replace ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been, quote, terminated by American troops. But the president's offered no other details. Al-Baghdadi blew himself up in a tunnel in Syria on Saturday night after being confronted by U.S. forces. The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors, testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vidman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Contract talks between the Chicago Teachers Union and city officials getting started again today after a long night of negotiations. Bargaining teams from the two sides went home early this morning after 16 hours at the table. A deal would end the longest Chicago teacher strike in over 30 years. California's Governor Gavin Newsom says over 330 fires have broken out across the state in just the past few days. He says the Kincade Fire in Northern California remains the most challenging fire, with nearly 200,000 people ordered to evacuate the area. The 73,000-acre wildfire is now just 15% contained. Last night, a former California governor said of the firefighting efforts,
"And we have one big advantage here in California when it comes to this kind of events, and that is we have the greatest firefighters in the world, bar none."
Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Today marks 50 years since the first ever internet connection was made. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
An Indiana man accused of dropping his granddaughter from a cruise ship is now facing negligent homicide charges. It happened in Puerto Rico in July. The charges against Salvatore Anello just announced yesterday. They say he dropped the two-year-old girl from an open window as the cruise ship was sailing off Puerto Rico. More on the passings of two former members of Congress in recent days. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Two lawmakers passing away, former North Carolina Senator Kay Hagan dying at the age of 66. Back in 2016, she contracted a tick-borne illness which caused brain inflammation, making it difficult for her to speak and walk. And John Conyers, the longest-serving black congressman, dead at the age of 90. He founded the Black Caucus. He died in Detroit Sunday. Conyers serving in Congress for 53 years.
Walgreens laying off workers at the drugstore chain's corporate headquarters. It's a cost-cutting move, but the company's not saying exactly how many jobs are being cut at those corporate offices near Chicago. And former White House press chief Sean Spicer hanging in on ABC's Dancing with the Stars. He danced as Frankenstein's monster last night, stomping around to the Monster Mash. The judges weren't impressed, and Spicer got the lowest scores of the night, but he isn't out yet. And you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.